speedbuilders.com. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, a defendant in a criminal action is presumed to be innocent until the contrary is proved. And in case of a reasonable doubt whether his or her guilt is satisfactorily shown, he is entitled to a verdict of not guilty. This presumption places upon the people the burden of proving him guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. Reasonable doubt is defined as follows. It is not a mere possible doubt, because everything relating to human affairs and depending on moral evidence is open to some possible or imaginary doubt. It is that state of the case which, after the entire comparison and consideration of all the evidence, leaves the minds of the jurors in that condition that they cannot say they feel an abiding conviction to a moral certainty of the truth of the charge. The person's concern in the commission or attempted commission of a crime, who are regarded by law as principals in the crime, thus committed or attempted, and equally guilty thereof, include those who directly and actively commit or attempt to commit the act of the crime, or two, those who aid and abet the commission or attempted commission of the crime. A person aids and abets the commission or attempted commission of a crime when he or she, one, with knowledge of the unlawful purpose of the person, and two, with the intent or purpose of committing, encouraging, or assisting in the commission of the crime, by act or advice, aids, promotes, encourages, or starts the commission of the crime. A person who aids and abets the commission or attempted commission of a crime need not be personally present at the scene of the crime. Mere presence at the scene of a crime which does not itself assist the commission, does not amount to aiding and abetting.